Jesus not only came to suffer for us and to suffer with us, but he came to show us how to live, how to act, how to walk with integrity in life, and to pave the way for us and for our behavior as followers of Jesus Christ. I see this in the Bible story of when Jesus came from Galilee down to Jordan where John the Baptist was baptizing, and he told John he wanted to be baptized. Listen to what it says in Matthew, the 3rd chapter and the 13th verse. Then comes Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him, but John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and you come to me? And Jesus answering and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. And he allowed him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You see, Jesus had no need of repentance. He was God with us. And when John saw him, he realized that it was he who needed to be baptized by Jesus, not the other way around. But Jesus said, Let me do this because this is what's right. You know, that's a right thing to happen to us as Christians, to be baptized. All Christians need to be baptized, and not just baptized when we are infants, because our parents are anxious for us to grow up in the Christian faith, but be baptized when faith is real in our hearts and when true repentance has come to us, and we can say with a full moral conscience, I have decided to walk with Christ and be a Christian. Then we are baptized. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for saving me. Thank you for leading me into baptism. I thank you, O Lord. May your will be done in my life and all things, including the matter of baptism. In Jesus' name, amen.